Amen. Praise the Lord. Here it is, May. It's month 5 of 2014. Man, I hope that you feel like your passion is beginning to increase. Amen. I hope you're becoming a more passionate church. If you're not, it's not because I've not harped on it enough. Amen. Because we need to be passionate. Passionate. Amen. Praise the Lord. Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 23. Amen. Glad for visitors with us tonight. Appreciate you coming. Amen. Being in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Help us tonight. Praise God. I'm going to read to you one verse in chapter 23, verse 11. Then I'm going to go back to chapter 22, read you another verse, all right? I need you to read you another verse there. 2 Chronicles chapter 23 and verse 11. Then they brought out the king's son and put upon him the crown and gave him the testimony and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, God save the king. And that's a wonderful verse there, but it's just a little verse when you don't know all the stuff that leads up to this point. When you don't know all the details leading up to it, it may lack some significance to you, but if the Lord will help us tonight, amen. I'd like to just talk to you, amen, about anointed king's kids. Anointed king's kids, all right? Amen. Then they brought out the king's son, put upon him the crown, and gave him the testimony, and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, God save the king. Amen. If you would, flip over to chapter 22. Amen. And if you look down at the end of the chapter 22, down to verse 11. Let's start in verse 10. But when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeth, the daughter of the king, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons that were slain, and put him and his nurse in a bedchamber. So Jehoshabeth, the daughter of the king of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah, so that she slew him not. And he was with them, hid in the house of God, 6 years. And Athaliah reigned over the land. Amen. That little child was spared. That little child. I like the word that is used there in verse 11. It says, and she stole him from among the king's sons that were slain. She stole him from those that were slain. Man, that's a great word. It's a great word. Amen. I feel like we have a need, amen, for the power of the Holy Ghost to move in our children. Amen, in our young people. To see a mighty revival of the Holy Ghost move among our children and young people. Amen. If the church goes forward, it will be because they had a revival of the Holy Ghost among these children and among these young people. Amen. I believe right now at this point, Bethel Chapel, we're blessed. We're blessed with some of the finest young people in the country. I'll put them up against anybody's, I guess. Take out a few of them and I'd put them up against anybody's. No, they're awesome. They're awesome. We're blessed with some great young people. But they still need a real outpouring of the Holy Ghost on their life. Say, well, they seem to be doing well. They need an outpouring of the Holy Ghost on their life. And they need the anointing of God to rest upon them. And to rest upon these young people. They need to know what it is to be anointed of God and anointed of the Holy Ghost. and to have the Spirit of God resting upon their life. Not just to have an experience every once in a blue youth camp, but they need to know what it is to live under the power of the Holy Ghost. Our children, those that's not even in the youth group as of yet, they need to have an experience with God and an experience in the Holy Ghost. And I've been having some of our younger men and our younger ladies, those that's not even in the youth group yet, amen, they're tarrying in the altar and seeking God for a move of the Lord. Amen, we need to pray that God would send out an outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon their life. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, there's a verse that says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Paul's writes that verse, and he said that's a verse that we've talked about and we've used quite a bit. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And when you read that, but then he starts right then and there, and he begins to start dealing with the family. He starts talking about the requirements of the father, the husband, the requirements of the wife. And then he goes even into chapter 6, and he starts talking about the requirements of the children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. He goes on down, and then he even begins to give fathers instruction on how to deal with their children. And so what I take from that is, amen, that we need a family that is Holy Ghost filled. We need a family that the Spirit of God. It's not just for the fathers. It's for the mothers. And it's for our children as well. Amen. When the Holy Ghost fell, amen, he said, it's unto you and unto your children. Amen. It's for your children. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is for your children. In Joel, when he prophesied about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he said it will fall upon your servants, your handmaids, your old men, your young men, and your children. Amen. It's all for each and every one of us. Amen. But we need a revival and an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in our children. Amen. That our children would be anointed of God. And the Holy Spirit would rest upon our children. Praise God. Amen. And listen, I don't think sometimes we feel like, well, they're too young. I would love to see the Holy Ghost, amen, fall upon our children and our young people in such a definite way that it would distinguish them and set them apart among the people of Bethel Chapel, that we would look at them and say, truly, the hand of God is upon that child, and truly, the Holy Ghost rests upon that child, and God has selected them and poured out His Spirit upon them. Amen. Moms and dads, we need to get passionate for our children. We need to get passionate for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon our young people and children. Amen. That we see this revival. We can't wait. We can't delay. We cannot tarry. We need to see it now among our children and our young people. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to see it now. This young man, Joash, when he was 7 years old, was anointed to be king. 7 years old. But it started long before that. The trap was set when he was just a one-year-old child. Just 1 year old, and the trap was set that he would be destroyed. That he would not ever be anointed. The trap was set. Notice, the snare was in place. But when we read to you that verse, amen, the nurse stole him from the snare that had been placed for his life. The nurse stole him. And when I look it around and I see, amen, some of the young people in our church tonight, I say, I believe that the God stole them right out of the trap of Satan to destroy their life. Amen. Some of them, amen, Satan has traps laid for them. Amen. But by the grace of God, amen, they have been stolen out of the clutches of Satan. They've been stolen out of the hand of the enemy. Amen. They've been delivered and set free and saved. Amen. And God's done a marvelous work in their life. Amen. I believe if Satan would have had his way, amen, they would have been destroyed. Amen. They would not even be in this place tonight. Oh, but for the grace of God, amen, that he stole them right out of the clutches of Satan. Amen. Amen. Some of these young people and some of these children, amen, they're blessed because, I mean, they're blessed abundantly. Amen. Some are being are raised in a good Christian home. A good Christian home. And I appreciate, amen, our parents of Bethel Chapel. Amen. I told one of our parents here a while back, I said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing what you're doing because I see the hand of God is moving. Amen. And I see that God, so keep it up. Don't be discouraged. Amen. Don't get weary about it because I believe it's going to pay off. I really do. Amen. We're blessed with good parents and young people. You're blessed with parents and people that love you and being raised in a Christian home. Amen. The privilege of a Christian education. Thank God that you don't have to be thrown to the world. You don't have to go face all the struggles and peer pressure and all of that on a regular basis every day. Thank God that you have parents, amen, that's willing, amen, to school you and to teach you and to send you to school, amen, to sacrifice of themselves, amen, because they realize how important it is, amen, to spare you, amen, from the traps that Satan has laid for you. But listen, just because, amen, you're in a Christian home, amen, you're in a Christian school environment, amen, does not mean that Satan does not have traps for our children and traps for our young people. Amen, they are there. Amen, but by the grace of God, amen, he's reached down, he stole them right out of the clutches of Satan. Amen, to save them and deliver them. And I believe he's got a purpose for them. Hallelujah. Oh, let's not rest. Amen, let's not sit back on our heels. Amen. Let's not just kind of, you know, breathe a sigh of relief because, well, my children, they're in church. We come to church and we're raising them in church. And we're trying to do right and all that. Don't think that just because you're doing all you can that the traps are all gone. They're still there. They're still there. Parents, you're doing great. You're doing great. You really are. But don't ever get to the point where you feel like we've done it. We've succeeded. Or it's okay now. We're safe. No, the traps are still there for your children. And I pray God, oh God, even steal them right out of the clutches of Satan. Because I, as good a young people as we have, Satan still has them in the crosshairs. Yeah. Satan would love to have one of these children. He would love to plant a seed of rebellion in the heart of one of these children. He would love to plant a seed of lust in the heart of our children. And he's trying to do that. The traps are out there. The snares are set. They're there. God, help our young people and help us parents, amen, that we realize and we're aware and we're cautious, that we watch closely because they need to be, we need to make sure that we steal them away from the snares. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen, 6 years, 6 years Joash was hid away. Can you imagine 6 years, a secret being kept for 6 years? Nowadays, to keep a secret for 6 minutes is an amazing feat. But to keep a secret for 6 years, I mean, we're not talking a secret like, you know, Johnny likes Sally. Excuse me, Sally, I didn't mean to, you know, but we're not talking about a secret like that. We're talking about a prince that was supposed to be dead and was somehow spared and saved and is hidden away in the house of the Lord. Is hidden away, amen, and kept safe, amen, in the house of the Lord for 6 years. It wasn't that the enemy had left. Athaliah was still reigning over the land. If the secret had got out, she would have quickly tried to destroy this child. She would have quickly tried to destroy this child. But the secret was kept. Can I let you in on a secret? If you want your children to know the anointing and the presence of God, amen, you need to steal them away into the things of God and put them under the influence of the house of God. Amen, you need to put them under the influence of the things of God in their life. If you want to steal them away, because outside these doors, the enemy's still there. You may have, they may have prayed, they may be saved, they may be doing good now, but realize the enemy is still there. Amen. And if we want to save them for a day of anointing, and we want to save them for a day when God fulfills his purpose in their life, amen, keep them in the house of God. Keep them around the things of God. Amen. Keep them close to the people of God. Amen. Because it will spare them for that day when the anointing of God will fall on their life. Hallelujah. Amen. There's some children, they experience the Holy Ghost at a young age. There's some, they have to go a little bit older. Some in their teen years. Some in their mid-teen years. Some in their late teens. Some in their early 20s. And believe me, the later you wait, young people, the harder it is to yield and allow the anointing to rest upon your life. Do it while you're young. But while we parents are waiting, amen, for that anointing to fall upon our children, and while we are waiting for that anointing to rest upon our children, amen, can I encourage you? Amen, you need to keep them close to God. You need to keep them around the things of God and in the house of God. It's not a time to drift off and to drift out. Amen. Just because you think they're doing good now, the enemy, if he sees them, if he knows, amen, he's still going to try to destroy their life. Keep them close to the things of God. Keep them close to the things of God for 6 years. For 6 years, he was hid away. Until there came a day of anointing. Till there came a day of anointing for this child. There will be a day of anointing for your child. Keep them around the things of God. Keep them tender towards the things of God. Oh, thank God for children that's not afraid to come at an altar and weep at an altar. Thank God for children that's not embarrassed to lift their hands and worship God. Thank God for children that have a boldness about them. Amen. That they're not afraid to lift their hands standing next to their friends. Amen. And cry out to God and seek God and worship God. Have tears flow down their face. Thank God we have children like that. Amen. But the only way you can do that is keep them close to the things of God. Amen. Push them towards the things of God. I know there's a lot of things in the world you can push them towards. Amen. But oh, get passionate about the altar. Get passionate about your children. Get passionate about your children being filled with the Holy Ghost and experience that anointing more than anything. Amen. They need to have that anointing on their life. Amen. They don't need to win a beauty pageant. Amen. We've got some that could do it. Yeah. They don't have to be an all-star pitcher. We've got some that are talented and could play. They don't have to, but they have to be anointed. They have to be anointed. And if we would make it our passion, not just on Sunday night, Lord, oh, I'd love to see my children pray. I'd love to see my children pray. Oh, let me tell you, it needs to be your passion Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Amen. All every day of the week, Lord, I need to see my children praying and seeking the Lord. Get passionate about it. Keep them around the things of God. And that day of anointing will come. The day of anointing will come. Here comes a day that we read to you when they bring the child into the temple. And there they anoint the child. Praise the Lord. And they all came together. The Bible says they brought out the king's son. It was his day of revealing. It was a day of where he is exposed to all the nation. They brought him out. They introduced him. This is the king's son. Hallelujah. It wouldn't be great to see God select some of these young people. And you know what? There'll be a day that you will see the hand of God come on their life and say, I have chosen you. I have chosen you. I have chosen you. I've set you apart for this day, for this moment. Amen. There'll be a day when your child will have his moment of revealing and the Holy Ghost will pull them out. Amen. Just like in the book of Acts when it says, separate unto us. Barnabas, separate unto us. Paul, separate. Amen. They called them out among the rest of them. Can I tell you, church? Amen. There'll be a day when God's going to pull your child out of the midst of their brethren. There's going to be a day when suddenly they're going to be revealed. Amen. That this is the king's son. Amen. That this is the king's son. Hallelujah. A day when all the world will see that that truly is, amen, a child of God. Amen. And oh, I know when we look on many times, we see them as kids. We see them as little, as young people. We see them as pests. We see them as troublemakers. We see all the pain and heartache they cause us. Come on. Some of these dear saints over here are still remembering pain and heartache that I caused and trouble that I caused. Amen. Don't shout, Brother Massey. Stay seated, please. They're still remembering some of those days and bygone years. Amen. But you know what? One day, amen, God is going to call these young people out. And God's going to reveal a purpose for their life. And God's going to reveal his hand on their life. And some of them is going to receive a calling of God upon their life. Some of them are going to preach. And some of them are going to pastor. Some of them are going to evangelize. Some of them are going to do missionary work. God's going to use them. And God's going to call them out. Amen. And their day of revealing will come. Amen. If we tarry and are patient and wait on God and keep them close to the house of the Lord. Amen. A day of revealing will come in their life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Esther, you're so beautiful. You are a beautiful young lady. Your beauty is being wasted in captivity. Your beauty. Oh, Esther. It's a shame that your beauty's being wasted. Young ladies, let me tell you for a minute. Okay, your brother will never tell you how pretty you are. He's not. Okay? Your brother's not going to say, man, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. And some of these boys, some of these dumb boys, they don't see it yet. They don't see it yet. And some of the world will look on and they may say, you're wasting yourself. You're wasting away your youth. You're wasting away your teen years in a church. Makes you dress funny. Makes you do all that. Makes you act that way. You're wasting away your teen years. No, you're not. You're not wasting anything. You're saving yourself. Amen. For what God has. And one day there's going to be a revealing, a day of revealing. And because you were faithful to God and you were true to God, amen, God's going to say, for such a time as this, amen, I've saved you and I've kept you in the house of the Lord, amen, for this very moment, for this purpose. And there'll be a day of revealing. A day of revealing when we see the hand of God upon your life and see that this is your day of anointing and this is your time that God has saved you and spared you, amen, and kept you and preserved you for such a time as this. Such a time as this. Hallelujah. Amen. Notice they brought him out. They crowned him. They put a crown on his head. You know what that was? That represented power. That crown made him king. He had power now. He had power to rule the nation. He had power to do whatever he wanted to do. Man, there'll be a day of anointing. There'll be a day of anointing, and you'll feel the power of God come on your life. Amen, because God will send his power and anointing on your life in such a way, amen, that God will use you for his glory. Amen, I believe that after David, as a young man, in his teen years, was anointed by Samuel, amen, that from that day forward, amen, his songs were not the same anymore. Amen, but now it was different. Now he could sing, amen, before the king who is troubled by evil spirits and see the peace of God come over him. Now he could write a song, amen, that would move the heart of a king and soften the heart of a king. Amen, listen, when God sends his power and anointing down upon our children, amen, God will use them, amen, to do great things. That day of revealing, that day of anointing, amen. And they have crowned him, amen. They placed in his hand the testimony. And some commentators have different views on that, and but I want what I think it is. I think it's the promise in the Word of God. The promises in the Word of God. They put it in his hand. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord, amen, needs to be in your heart on that day of anointing. Part I like is they took the anointing oil and they poured it over the head of that child. At 7 years old. 7 years old. How many 7 year olds do we have in here tonight? Any 7 year olds? Anybody seven? Avi, you're seven. Lane, are you seven? Who else is seven? Trace, you seven yet? I'm sorry. Katiana, you seven? Are you? Stand up, Katiana. Stand up. That's what they always did to me. Little Katiana, can you imagine? 7 years old. Avi, stand up. Stand up. You don't want to? I know I was shy at 7 years old too. When I'd stand up. Can you imagine the anointing of God? You say, that's too young. That's too young. Is it really? For God to say, I have a purpose for this child. I have a plan for this child. I'm calling them out. Hallelujah. Mom, Dad, didn't you dedicate them for such a purpose? Isn't that why you brought them to the altar when they was an infant? Amen, to dedicate them to the Lord for such a time? Amen, of a day of anointing when God would put his hand on their life and pull them out. Amen, and anoint them with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we need anointed kids, don't we? We need our children to be anointed by God. If the Lord would, amen. If the Lord, you know, I think in for another time, but when you look forward, Joash, the Bible says he served the Lord, did that which was right. And he had a heart for the house of God, to renovate the house of God and to make the house of God good and nice once again. Amen. That's that he had a heart for that. Where'd he get that? I think it was because he's been raised around the, when he was a child, young child, being raised around all the things of the house of the Lord. Praise God. obey God. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me, church? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I believe it starts with you, Mom and Dad. It starts with you. I looked back there just now and I saw Brother Jonathan carrying little Jackson, Nathan carrying little Brooklyn, and see Brandon Mifflin carrying Lynette. Man, when he was a teenager, I never would have thought, man, never would have thought. Now they got children, they're raising in the house of the Lord. Man, I want to see God's hand on their life. You say they're young. That's where we start right now. Start right now in the house of the Lord. Young families, moms and dads, do you have a passion to see your children anointed? Is that a passion in your heart that you have that you say, oh, I want my children to have a glorious experience. Amen. Grandparents. Amen. Brother Larry Heath carrying little Michael around. Carrying, holding him in his arms during song service. Now that I saw that, I thought, man, I'll tell you what. Grandpas bring their grandchildren to the house of the Lord. And why? Because, Lord, we want them to be in your presence. We want them to be in your presence. We want you to select them and anoint them and call them out. Hallelujah. Brother Adair, I watch you with your grandchildren. Let me tell you, man, I know you have a passion for those kids. That more than anything, you want to see God use them and God touch their life. Amen. I feel the same way about my grandchildren. Got to have a passion for it. Today, I feel like God has just put this treasure in our hands tonight. And he says, I've got a purpose. I've got a plan. Are you going to preserve them? Are you going to have a passion to see to it that they make it to that day of revealing and that day of anointing? Amen. When I can pull them out from among their brethren and do something in their life and anoint them. Young people, children, I want to tell you, those children that's not even in the youth group right now, okay, those even that sing in this kids' choir, I'm talking to you. Talking to you right now. I believe that God can do something in each and every one of your lives. And Keon, Trace, I admire you boys praying down here in this altar. Tears rolling down your face. Ethan, I admire you getting down here, buddy, and praying with your friends. Seeking the Lord. God's going to use you, kids. Teenagers, your day of revealing is not far away. I look at some of these young people, and I feel like, God, they're like a brand plucked from the burning. They're like, God absolutely stole some of them right from the clutches of Satan.
Oh, yes, he did.
And they're sitting here in these pews tonight only by the grace of God. Michael, you know what I'm talking about. You were one of them. That God stole you, son. He stole you out of the trap of the enemy and preserved you and kept you. And now here you are serving the Lord with a calling on your life, being used of God. That's going to happen for some of these young people.